right here at LISMRD.
Well, it's that time again. Every now and then when I run out of things to talk about, I call this guy Jonathan Siskin up. Jonathan is one of the well-recognized travel journalists. He travels the world. He goes on exotic cruise ships. I assume you've been on sailing recently, right, Jonathan?
Yes, you might say that. I was in the south of France, famous region known as Provence, aboard what's known as a barge cruise, and there were only 9 people on this barge. This is a far cry from your typical carnival cruise ship, but let's put it that way. But it's a great way to go, actually, because you go on these rivers and canals and lakes down there, and you never have to worry about getting seasick because you move along at a very slow pace between, say, 5 and 10 miles an hour. So it's very relaxing. I would say it's one of the most relaxing trips you can ever take.
How long were you on this barge trip?
It was actually 6 nights. You leave on a Sunday and it ends on a Saturday. And this particular itinerary, as I said, it went through Provence. You leave out of a place called Avignon, and then you go through several interesting towns and cities along the route. One place is especially well known. It's Arles, A-R-L-E-S, and it's actually where Van Gogh spent a couple years in the late 1800s. Actually, in 1888, he moved down there, and that was one of his most productive periods. He was definitely inspired. He painted over something like 200 paintings in a little more than a year when he lived here. So the countryside is just gorgeous around there. You've got a lot of wildflowers and also wild horses and flamingos in this area called the Camargue, which is another unusual area down there.
Does the barge stop at different communities, or it just keeps going up and down the river?
No, you stop once or twice a day. That's what's good about it, is you get to go off and visit these towns, and you do things like wine tasting. We went to an old abbey at one place, and it was built in the 12th century, and it's now been turned into a winery, and you sample the wines there. And then there's a lot of Roman ruins in this area. The Romans were here as early as the 1st century B.C., and we saw in Arles, actually, they have an amphitheater where, believe it or not, they have bullfighting. There is bullfighting in France, I found out.
Well, there's a lot of bulls sometimes coming out of France, right?
A lot of bulls. You can say that again. No, there are actually wild bulls in this region. We actually saw some. So it makes a lot of sense. Where you have bulls, bullfighting, it's only logical. And they only have bullfighting during 1 month out of the year. They have the bullfighting in August. So when I was there, it was a little after that, so we weren't able to see one. But we saw the amphitheater. It's an old Roman amphitheater. They've actually turned into a bull ring.
We're talking to Jonathan Siskin. He's talking about his latest trip, which is on a barge in France. Jonathan, explain the facilities. I mean, what does your room look like, and how do you eat meals there, and do you have entertainment?
Yeah, okay. The rooms there are actually, considering, you know, you're on a barge that is only 126 feet long, you'll have a room that could be range from, say, 110 square feet to 170 square feet, depending on which one you select. So it's really fairly, you know, substantial. And you don't spend all that much time in your room because, like I said, you're going out every day on excursions, which actually are all included in the price of the trip, by the way. And you have one large living room, dining room, which is eating is a big part of a barge cruise. I mean, it's the food is excellent. It's probably some of the best food you'll ever eat on any kind of cruise. And we had the wine too. There's unlimited wine on these cruises, also included in the price. And wine and cheese are very much a part of this cruise. You get several wines with lunch and dinner. And also, of course, the cheese, which the region is famous for. So the gastronomy is excellent, and the accommodations are very good also. And like I said, it's one of the most relaxing trips you'll ever take.
Well, what's the name of the company?
It's called European Waterways. And actually, even though they're based in England, but they have a toll-free 800 number. So you can call them from the U.S. toll-free, 800-394-8630, and the website is www.gobarging, one word, GOBARGING.com. And I actually met the owner of European Waterways, who came on board the ship. His name is Derek Banks, and he does a great job. They actually have 12 different barges that do, several of them do France. There are also barges that do Scotland, Ireland, Germany, and Holland. So there's quite a variety of barge trips, and European Waterways puts out a catalog which I'm sure you can acquire by contacting the website.
And again, their 800 number is what?
They got an 800 number, 800-394-8630.
As I always tell our listeners, sometimes it's hard to get a phone number when you're listening to the show, but if you call the station, if you want the telephone number, we'll find a number for you. Jonathan, we only got about 30 seconds left, so anything you want to end up talking about the barge experience?
Well, I just think that it's something that Americans really are not that familiar with. The Americans are more used to the large type cruise ships, and barges are still somewhat of an unknown factor. So just trying to get the good word out that a barge trip is a very good way to go. Actually, a whole family could just hire a barge and do it, you know, as a family thing. You just can take the whole barge over for yourself and have a nice private, you know, six-night cruise in Provence. They also hire the barge out to families and groups of couples. So it's another consideration.
Well, we've been talking to Jonathan Siskin. You know, he would be talking about something like a barging trip in France, because that's what Jonathan does. He goes to these strange places. He doesn't go to Orlando. He doesn't go to Las Vegas. He goes to places like France.
France isn't too strange.
I know that. Jonathan, we'll have you on again in the future. Thank you very much, and go back and read some more books, right?
Happy travels.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Bye.